this close to going, and I had not only never been to that meeting, but had never shared at that meeting. And here I was telling the story from the podium that she had read in the book. And she knew that this was God working in her life, keeping her in Alcoholics Anonymous. So again, it's not about me. It's the power of God and the power of this program and what it can do for all of us if we just stay together, if we just stay close. You know, and when I first got sober, and I told you I was a little angry, and I used to be in this thing about, I used to call it the balance in the universe. It was really about getting even, you know. And I shared at a meeting one time, and this old-timer came up to me afterwards. He goes, "Kid," he always called me kid. I always liked that. "Thank you, sir." "Kid, so you want to get even, huh? Why don't you start with the people who have been kind to you?" Whoa. That was one of those life-changing comments. There was another old-timer in Southern California who used to, every day, get on his knees, put his arms out, look up to heaven and say, "Surprise me." Huh? Is that a great third step or what? Just surprise me. And what a surprise it's been. What a surprise this life has been. It never stops to amaze me. It's the e-ticket at Disneyland. What a ride it is, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. Thank you all for letting me share.
Thank you, John.